Tiv Perek of Shvi'is Mishnah Tes. We continue with Halachas of Talis Me'iha, Asitin Mikshol. That you should not give something that a person will do an Isser with to that person. So Mashal Isha Lechavot HaChashuda LaShvi'is. A woman who has a friend who is, we know that she does not keep the Halachas of Shemitah properly. And she had grain that grew on Shemitah, which she's using. Even so, you lend her a napa, the chabara. A napa is a cistern, a chabara is another type of kli to shake out the undesired particles that mix them together with the grain. Why? Because we say that maybe she's using it to count her money. That is a very big kiddush, because it's a pretty way out kli. The mission ends up that this is made out to show them that this is to keep peace between one another. They relied on these weak taliyas that maybe she can use it for heter, and also she could give a rechayim, a mill. Maybe she's going to use it to grind some type of medicines or things, not actual food or grains that she grew on Shemitah, to tana, to bake things. And she's going to also bake things over there that are not awesome. But the act of separating out the undesirable parts or grinding, or milling, the woman who is Shrema Shrita should not do, because if she just gives them the kli, she can be tailored. They won't use it for the things that are awesome. But if she sees that the Ashes Amara Aret is using this for the produce, which is awesome, then he shouldn't help her out. It's an iser of misayeya la'oivre azeya. One should not help a person do an azeya. This me'iva is an iser doraisa, which applies only when the other person would not be able to get this item. This wouldn't be for me, but if he could just pick it up himself and I just bring it closer to him, that's not also the doraisa. The midrabon itself, even to help them in a fashion they could have done by themselves. A similar idea, the Mishnah says, eishes chovim, ashelis, eishes hama'oret. Nafa Kabora, a woman who is a wife of a person who keeps the halachas of Trumas and Mises properly, can lend to an ignorant woman also this Nafa Kabora, these sifting tools. But she's even allowed to sift together with them, because the mice, in respect to mice, the average person who uses amaratim would take off shumas to mice, so it's just a small concern in Jerobonim. But once water is put into the dough, she should not touch it. Why? Because the amaratim is not careful that some of the tyra, and the dough is going to become tamei once the water hits it. Because halacha is, the food is not to become tamei till come in contact with water. And also over here, once you make the dough, you should try to keep it tahar so that she doesn't take up chal and give it to the kohen. Here she's causing the dough to become tummy and will not be able, the kohen will not be able to eat it, which is something that one should not do. And therefore, this Eishes Chover, the woman who does keep the halacha, should not be involved in that stage of the dough of Namaaretz, which will be coming tummy. We do not strengthen the hands of those who are doing their aveiros. You don't help them out as they are doing their aveiros. The kulam le'amru elden de'idakishom, and all those which we did permit, like we said before, even though it seems to be if you're giving their sifter, they're going to use it for iser, but we relied on the small chance that they won't use it for iser because of dakishom. Marzikim de'nochem v'shvius have loy de'yisrael. We saw this idea beforehand, that if you see a guy that is working on Shemitah, we learned this already in the fourth parak, that you're allowed to say it should be matzliach, but if you see a Jew doing an iser of working the field, you should not say that he should have a successful planting. The shayla b'shloimim pnei dakei shov, we also greet the goyim, even with the term shalom, which is the name of Hashem, also pnei dakei shalom.